Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Sue. And I'm wondering about switching from Spectrum because my internet is terrible.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. But at least, you know, we do offer great service. And Sue, if you don't mind me asking, I was wondering if you knew anything about our service or if you'd like me to start telling you a little bit more about it.
Well, I've been getting all kinds of flyers in the mail, so I'm reading about it. So I guess I don't really have any questions.
Okay, great.
Actually, the one question I have, I do work from home. I work for the hospital, and I keep my service, it drops in the middle of me doing something. I mean, I'm hoping that this will fix it, but I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, talk to my neighbor who just got it, and you just put the fibers down in my area. So far, he said his is good, so I'm hoping that mine will be the same.
Oh, absolutely, Sue. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your home address, please?
26 Edith Avenue, Saugerty.
Perfect. All right. And as I'm looking that up, so we do offer two plans. We offer the 1 gig and the 2 gig. I'm assuming that you were looking for the 1 gig. Is that correct?
I mean, I guess so. My neighbor seems happy with it. I don't even know what I have with Spectrum. I'm assuming I have 1 gig. I don't even know how I find it.
You might actually have even less because I think 1 gig is their maximum highest package that they offer.
Oh, then I probably have less. So I guess the 1 gig.
Okay,
I just want to make sure I can get on my computer for work. And, you know, I go 2 rooms over and I can't get on the internet and I have a ranch house. I mean, I'm hoping this is going to help.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how large is your home, would you say, in square footage?
Probably about 1400 or something like that. Geez, I just can't remember. I've been in the same house for 40 years, so I can't remember what it was when I bought it, but it's just a regular ranch house.
Okay, absolutely. So just so you're aware, definitely talk to your technician at the time of install about a Wi-Fi extender, because we do include it with the 1 gig and the 2 gig plans for free. That way, if you do go over 2 rooms over, you're not going to lose any signal. Of course, our router is much different than the routers from Spectrum. So there may be a chance that maybe it's that specific router. But as far as it goes, with a medium-sized home like that, we do at least recommend one extender. And again, it's completely free. It's included in your monthly plan.
Well, I have an extender that one of our friends put in and even put an antenna on the roof and it does nothing. So I don't know if yours is going to work better, but.
An antenna?
Yeah, it's got a little thing on the roof on the one side and then I have an extender in one of my closets that they hooked up and it does nothing. I'm just hoping this does better.
That's interesting. And it's not for TV, right? That's for internet?
Yeah, as far as they told, I don't know anything about these things, so that's what they
said. No, that's okay.
My husband's, and they said, well, the reason they put it in was because I can't get cell service here either. We're right in a neighborhood in Saugerties, but nobody can get cell service in this area.
I know the
feeling.
Yeah, I'm very
and
familiar with Saugerties.
It's
absolutely terrible. My signal drops when I'm driving through there as well.
Yeah. I work for the hospital, so I'm talking to patients on the phone, and then the phone drops. So I'm just wondering if, you know, anything would help even with my, you know, computer.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the fiber, it's going to go a lot smoother. It'll be much faster than what you're probably already receiving. And then as far as that goes, you know, if you're using a VoIP system, voice over internet protocol system, then it solely relies on the internet. So that will be a great advantage at that point, especially because fiber, it has data emitted through light pulses instead of your standard coaxial cable.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm
Yeah.
hoping this
It's
does
a higher
something because it is
technology, but
cool.
hey, it's a technology that's been available for a long time and should have been brought to the area a long time ago,
That's for
in my
sure.
opinion.
Okay. So now what is my can I get the $69.99 package with the 1 gig?
Yes. So the way that that would happen is that promotional price is if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing.
Now I got the thing I have in front of me said it's $59.99 with auto pay and it's $69.99. I think that was a $10 off.
Yeah, it's supposed to be $69.99 with the $10 off.
This thing here says, oh, wait a minute, 500 Mbps, whatever that means.
So that's the lowest package that we offer, which is the 500 megabytes per second. So we offer the 1 gig at $69.99, which is twice the
Yeah.
speed of the 500. The
Yeah.
500, even though it is at $59.99 with the auto pay, I mean, it's only $10 for twice the speed.
No, I definitely want to get the 1 gig. Okay.
Yeah.
I really don't want, I don't like the automatic withdrawal though. So what it would be $79.99 without
Without
the
the
automatic.
auto pay, correct.
Yeesh. All right, I have to think about that. I
Yeah,
don't
and I
like
mean,
stuff
the
checking
thing is
account.
like if you have it set to auto pay with your checking account, it'll directly debit from the checking account, but it'll be on the same day every month. It doesn't
Yeah.
change from month to month. And the beginning of your billing cycle doesn't start until the date of your install.
All right. Well, I got to talk to my husband about it, but that's good to know. All right. So it would be $69.99 if I did the automatic. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Without auto pay, it would be $79.99. And the other good
All
thing
right.
is that it's all inclusive, meaning taxes, fees, equipment, all of it is included in that price. So you're not going to be paying anything more than the $69.99.
Now that's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah,
So
we like to
then
be as transparent as possible.
what would happen? Would they have to dig up my yard to run it to my house, or what happens there?
So not quite. What we do is micro trenching. We don't dig up your entire yard. We dig up about 6 to 8 inches deep. It is only wide enough for the cable to be buried. If we have to go aerial, we will go aerial. But typically, we do prefer burial because it protects the cables from storms, tree limbs, harsh winds. So that way, it protects your cables and prevents you from losing service.
Well, I'm close to the road, and I remember when they were doing the install, there was a little box or whatever right in front of my house, and then they did dig up a ways in between mine and my neighbor's house. So I don't know whether they could connect to that or what.
Yeah, possibly. Typically, they connect directly over to that junction box that we call flower pots.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so if I were to decide to do this, which I'll have to talk to my husband, then all the equipment's included. I don't have to buy boxes and blah, blah, blah,
Exactly.
any of that. Do
Exactly.
they come to the house when they do the install?
Yes, they do. They have to run the fiber.
Okay,
Because
just
again,
because I have.
the cabling is completely different. It's not like you're just going to plug in the coaxial cable.
Right, okay. I have floors that I just got redone, and I don't want anybody walking on them. I guess I'd have to lay down blankets and stuff. And then where would they install the Wi-Fi extender?
So that is up to you completely.
Oh,
So
okay.
the tech will ask you where you would want it placed. They will ask you where you want your modem and router to be. So that is completely up to you because it is your home. You have the right to, choose where you want your modem and router to be and the Wi-Fi extender. Now, of course, he'll determine the best placement for it to suggest, hey, you might get better coverage if we do the router and modem in this room and then the Wi-Fi
Yeah.
extender in this room.
Okay. All right. I'll have to talk to the tech about that, I guess, because I'm not
Yes,
quite sure.
absolutely.
If you see, right now it's in my office where my computer is, which really doesn't matter because it doesn't help. So I'll have to talk to about that. All right. All right. I'm just gathering information. So if I were, when I sign up for this, how long is it usually before I get an appointment to have it installed?
So typically right now, I mean, your address is already serviceable. So we're looking at about a week out, if anything.
Okay. All right. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's
all
not
right.
Terrible. I mean, our schedule is pretty full, but as of right now, I think it's about 6 to 7 days, maybe a little bit more, but not much more.
All right. I'm just trying to gather all the information here, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going with it. But I just want to get all my ducks in a row. I guess it's probably good to just go with the automatic withdrawal probably. But I just want to get everything together, and then I will call back and I'll get an appointment. Now, what do I have to do when I – do I have to – when I sign up for it, give all my – banking information and all that over the
yes.
phone?
I mean, you don't necessarily have to sign up for the auto pay immediately. You will be able to access your account online because you do get automatically enrolled by providing us the email. Our system automatically creates your own profile for you.
So then I could go online and sign up for the paperless billing?
Correct. You can sign up for that and also set up your auto pay.
And the auto pay, yeah. So when there, do I have to put anything up front?
No, not unless, okay, so the way that it works is a credit check. It's a soft credit check. It doesn't affect your credit in any way. It's not a hard inquiry. We don't see anything with regards to your credit. It just lets us know that you are, in fact, who you say you are. And then it also lets us know whether or not a $50 deposit is required. So it tells us basically whether or not you're at risk of not paying your bill.
Yeah, my credit's 830, so I don't think I'll have any problem with that. But I see. All right. Okay. But you've been very informative. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
Next few days.
Okay, absolutely. And we're here to answer any questions that you might have. So definitely let us know if you have any other questions. We would be more than happy to answer them.
All right. Thanks a
okay.
lot. Have a good
Oh, absolutely, Sue. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.